Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hey, my name is Lindsay. I love your podcast. I live in a small sort of colonial town in northern Massachusetts. My whole life, I've noticed some very strange things going on around where I live. Whether it's in my own home or, at other people's, but there's just a lot of energy in our town. Some history is that, back in colonial days, it was settled and there were multiple wars that occurred here, burning whole cities down, rebuilding, burning them down again. So I'm sure there's lots of energy and, sort of anger or pain around here, and it makes it kind of a hot spot, especially during the October month and around Halloween. So anyways, my first story, this happened to me probably a couple years ago. I was babysitting over at a friend's house, a family friend, and they have a young child, and he was about, I want to say like 3 or 4 at the time. And I've always felt very uncomfortable in this house. It's an older home, built, it's a mill home, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable. And so one night he went to bed, and then at around 10 o'clock, I was on the couch, on my phone, just hanging out, waiting for his parents to come home eventually. And I heard almost like a scraping, like a shovel scraping outside. And I don't know why, but it scared me. The street's usually not that busy, and so I heard this, like, scraping, as if somebody was outside, like, walking around scraping a shovel behind them. And I looked outside, and I didn't see anything, so I just sat back down and, you know, went back to what I was doing, just on my phone, watching TV. And then, all of a sudden, I hear upstairs from his room a scream. He screamed. And so obviously I ran up there figuring, you know, something was wrong. And I burst in the door expecting to see him like sitting up crying, like something. And he was fast asleep. All I know is I didn't sleep that night. Absolutely not. And then another occurrence I've had was for my birthday, my mother got me a framed picture of my grandfather who passed away when she was pretty young. And the picture was of him when he was younger posing with his bike. It's in black and white. It's like one of the only photos that are left of him. And so I put it up on my wall. It's really beautiful. I put it up on my wall right above my bed. And that night I went to sleep. And I woke up shortly after I fell asleep, maybe not even an hour later, and I felt as if there were hands touching my face. And, like, sort of, it would, like, start at my forehead, and they'd slowly go down the side of my cheek, and obviously, I was terrified. And so, I woke up, and I went to my mom's room, because I was younger, and I was like, "Mom, I feel like there's somebody touching my face." And she was like, "Honey, like, don't worry about it. Go back to bed. Like, you're fine." And so I went back to bed, and the second I laid back down, I felt somebody touching my face again. The slow, like, dragging down my face. And so I got up one more time, and I went to my mom's room, and I was like, "Mom, I swear that there is somebody touching my face." And she was like, "Lindsay, we built this house, like, don't worry about it. Like, if you're really scared, you can sleep here or downstairs. And I was like 15 or 16 years old at the time, so I wasn't gonna sleep in my mom's bed. But I went back and I laid in bed, and right when I laid down, it felt as if somebody was standing right next to me. Like, when you can, like, when you're looking down, you can, like, sense somebody is, like, standing near you waiting to talk to you. And it just felt like that. And then I felt two hands press down on my chest. Not hard, but enough where I could feel the hands. And so I jumped up, I grabbed a pillow and a blanket, and I went downstairs, and I was freaking out. And I went downstairs, and I fell asleep on the couch, and I didn't notice it again. And it wasn't until a couple weeks later I realized that that was the same night that I put up the picture of my grandfather. So what I'm thinking is that it was my grandfather making his presence known to me and sort of validating that he knows I exist and that he's there and watching over my mother and me. And this wouldn't be surprising to me because I also feel my grandmother around me quite a bit, his wife, who passed away also when my mom was younger and never met me. And I always feel like she's watching over me. And one of the ways that I feel that is with a lot of times when I'm driving during day or night, I see deer. I see deer more than the average person around here would. Like, I'd say almost every single time I drive, or every single day, I see a deer. And it usually stops and right in the middle of the road and it looks at me, even if it's during the day. And usually, like, during the day, there's no headlights and they just scamper off. But I see these deer. And I can almost, like, feel that it's my grandmother, you know, watching over me. And, oh, I just have so many stories. I hope I'm not rambling. My last thing is, I have a lot of anxieties and stress with, like, life and work and school and all sorts of stuff going on. I'm a college student. And one thing I've noticed is I got this cat last year, and ironically, his name is Casper, like Casper the Friendly Ghost. And there's just something about this cat that gives me this overwhelming sense of protection. Like, sometimes when I think I hear, like, footsteps or voices or, you know, anything like that, like, it's almost as if he knows and he, like, scratches to come in my room and runs inside and stays with me. I know that pets can be sensitive to feelings. Like, I know, like, if I was crying or if I was upset, like, usually dogs and cats can sense that, but I just feel like maybe there's something special about this cat in particular, and I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. So thank you guys so much. I love your podcast. I just became an EPP, so I'm really excited, and yeah, keep doing what you do. Thanks. Bye.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.